New York State's draft energy plan is getting bad reviews from Central New York environmental activists. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the final hearing of this multi-year energy plan in Syracuse yesterday brought out several environmental groups who didn't have many positive things to say.
No more poison and pollution. We want a climate revolution.
Environmental activists like these in Syracuse have been dogging hearings on the draft energy plan across upstate New York. There are several things that bother them about the draft, which includes recommendations ranging from establishing a green bank to updating energy infrastructure. For one thing, Otsego County engineer Keith Shue says there's no clear recommendation about hydrofracking, an issue the Cuomo administration has been studying with no decisions on for the last 5 years.
There's a particular page in the plan where it kind of dances around this subject of fracking, but it doesn't say one way or the other. So, again, we're left hanging.
Beyond hydrofracking, environmental critics say the plan is ambiguous and continues a reliance on fossil fuels. And as Shue says, doesn't meet the governor's stated goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions a full 80% by the year 2050.
You're not going to accomplish that by shuffling around different fossil fuels. The only way you're going to get there is with a major, significant investment in renewable energy. And this plan doesn't show that.
Now that the hearings are over, the New York State Energy Planning Board will still accept written comments about the draft plan at the Energy Plan New York website. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.